Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen, I'm trying to see in none of these websites or like the... somebody's a pretty dope. There's different. These are cool. They range from 100 to 150.
What's that battery like then?
That's what I'm trying to look up is what would the battery on an EV Hummer get you? Like 100 miles? You just got to charge it every... Get you to work, get home, charge it.
Got to charge it here.
Got to get to work, charge it, get home, charge it.
But yeah, LeBron was in his Hummer. Remember the scandal too.
The scandal.
The Hummer and
it's,
the
oh man, it says 300. It says 363 miles.
Uh oh.
316 to 363.
Hummer is
GMC.
GMC.
Yeah, the scandal with Gloria getting a line of credit to get him a Hummer for his 18th birthday.
It's crazy. I don't even
it's
like
so
the,
funny.
The, I don't even know what the scandal was. He was never going to college,
right? Yeah.
Well, oh no, they wouldn't,
no, it was
they wouldn't let him play the high school.
Yeah,
games.
he was. There was actually a fight for him not to play the state championship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was that, and it was the jerseys too. He got like the Mitchell and Ness jerseys.
Who he got from? Rich.
Rich Maverick was on there too.
Well, Rich. Rich linked him with the place where he got his from.
Yes,
and I think they met because they were in an airport, and Rich was wearing maybe it was a Warren Moon jersey, mm-hmm. maybe, and LeBron said something to him. He said, "Yo, I can link you with my people," and that's how they. That's how they became friends.
Yeah,
Rich was like, wearing that jersey that day was the craziest decision of my life.
That's crazy that moment, mm-hmm. being in the airport at that moment just changed his whole life.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Crazy. Maverick was on there too. I think Maverick's like a year or two older than LeBron. I think
he is.
And yeah, seeing Maverick Carter because he was just Maverick Carter the friend.
And Randy's older than all of them.
Yeah. He was just like on that clip. He was just Maverick Carter, the friend. So he had a hat on. His hair was grown out like regular clothes.
You said this was his rookie year?
This was before he got drafted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he was like he was the Cavs had the number one pick.
Taking pictures with his flip phone from the front row of WWE.
The Cavs had the number one pick, obviously, and they were like, "Yeah, LeBron will soon be drafted." Probably by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he's just riding around in a Cavs cut off and a bunch of Cavs gear going to work out. And that's what threw me off. I was like, did he already get drafted? And he's like, no, draft is coming up in a couple of days. So, you know, I got to get ready. So he already had a suite in Cleveland at that point. But
the witness banner was already up.
Right.
Or chosen one or whatever the original. It was already there.
It was just a trip to see first of all, 17, 18 year old LeBron, and then he was just still just a kid. He was a lot. He was the same, but it was just interesting to see him in that time. I hadn't seen him in that time in 10, 12 years, it felt like. And he's like, oh, this is my song right now. This is the one right here. And it was Jigga, Jigga, Jigga.
That's great. That is tremendous. Yeah, so now LeBron's an old man entering his 23rd league. 23rd in the league. Yeah, and has nothing to say. Except I'm humbled. All right, man. I ain't never worried about no contract situation.
Do you think do you think he gets to a point where he asks out?
No.
This season?
Mm-mm. No. I think the only thing he's really bothered by is, for right now, he doesn't have control of anything. Like, you don't want to be that guy. You could trade LeBron. Like, LeBron could be, well, no, I guess he has a no trade clause. No, that's out. So he still has control because of that no trade clause.
Yeah.
He still has control because he's a free agent next year, but he has a little less control than he's used to. And that probably bothers him a little bit.
He can't just do whatever he wants. Right. And he's uncomfortable.
Right. Like he's not under, he's not going to have any, you know, the amount of influence that he has on the roster can be debated, mm-hmm. you know, from Cleveland to Miami to Cleveland to Los Angeles. But you don't have any influence now.
Yeah.
None. And I have to imagine when you're talking about a player who is in the history of the game, the greatest of all time or the second greatest of all time, and you're still playing at this incredibly high level, for there to be a very open conversation that, well, King, this isn't your team anymore. It's his. And it's really cute because for years you tried to tell us this was Anthony Davis's team. And it was really charming because no one believed you. Literally no one took you seriously. This was always your team. It was always going to be your team. But he's not Anthony Davis. Mm. This is his team now. And everything we're doing moving forward is based on him. Yeah. And that's, I imagine, is tough.
I try to think about in really every walk of life. Like, I'm my age now, looking at a 60-year-old. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, you old man, you're going to be that way. In this profession, look at somebody, watch out, old man, it's new blood in here. Well, at some point, I'm going to be the old man. And I don't want nobody telling me that. And I think that is something that you go about, a mindset that you go about really in every walk of life, I believe, especially in professional life. If there was one person that I would say, you can do that because you're never going to be the old man they're trying to push out, I would think it was LeBron James. And he probably thought the same thing.
Mm.
And yet here he is. There was one person where it was like, nah, he always going to be on top.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to be pushed out for young blood because he's the greatest ever. And he's still playing at a high level. And damn it, it's actually happened.
It is.
It's actually happening.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So if I'm tripped out by that, I can imagine he might be tripped out by it.
Yeah, and it's like he's going to play this year, and he's going to play at a really high level, and by all appearances, he's going to play next year.
Yeah.
Like, I think we would know if he wasn't. Like, I don't think LeBron is just going to, you know, Michael Jordan first retirement this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, nor should he. Like, he's worthy of the Kobe Bryant retirement. Like, he should absolutely get that treatment at every arena, from every fan base for an entire season. Nike will build the biggest campaign in history out of it, and that'll be that. But I guess I'm just if LeBron looks like he could keep playing to me. I don't know how he feels, but he looks like he can continue to play basketball at an extreme, at a LeBron James level, mm-hmm. or at a really, really high level. Like LeBron James to me right now today is still 80% of LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, off the top of my head, he was 25-5-6 last year or something like that. Like that's still top flight numbers.
Yeah.
That is top flight numbers in this league.
Yeah.
And I haven't even seen a point where he would be slowing down to like late Tim Duncan years. Like it feels like we're so far from that. He's not even close to that. He's still a premier player in this league. So yeah, 80% sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Did you see anything Kawhi said? Great, because he said nothing.
Kawhi looks absolutely unfazed by anything that's going on.
Yep.
If whatever was a person, it'd be Kawhi.
Yeah.
Just like, facts. Whatever.
Kawhi probably sees it, either they suspend me for life or I play basketball or just nothing happens. Who cares? Like, I'm like, fine either way. I have my money. Like, I don't care about you people.
He doesn't care about any of his
stuff. Kawhi, this is a really bad thing you did. Okay. Like, that's Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi was like, did you perform any services for aspirations? I don't believe that's accurate. What? Okay. So, you ready to play basketball? I don't know what.
Kawhi just kind of like just took all the energy out of his story, out of the starch, out of the questions that were being asked.
I mean, to be fair, Pablo's latest tweet took all the air out of the story.
Which
the one from yesterday about Bomber donating money to the founder's charity or something.
Yeah,
and then it did get to the point where it's like, okay, maybe this is just rich guy like blowing money fast. Maybe he's just Rick Ross in this joint. What does this have to do with anything? And it was like, well, there's Fonzie in the jacket jumping over the shark. This thing is over. This thing is a wrap.
And that's why I said,
have you ever seen the clip of Fonzie jumping over the shark?
No, is that where that comes from?
That's where the line, it jumped the shark, came from.
Ah, I didn't even know that.
Is, I guess, an episode of Happy Days, Fonzie jumped over, it's Fonzie, right? Is that his name?
The Fonz,
yeah, that's right. Okay, I was thinking of Fozzie Bear.
Shout out Fozzie, Muffin Babies.
He jumps over a shark on water skis in his leather jacket.
All right, man.
It's the stupidest thing you'll ever see.
Man. Come on, man.
And it's like, yep, that was Pablo's tweet yesterday. It was Fonzie on water skis.
So when something
in a
happens,
leather jacket.
That's what they mean when they say he jumped over the shark.
When they say it jumped the shark, they're referring to Fonzie jumping over the shark in his leather jacket. Again, the dumbest thing you'll ever see.
Is that when they knew the show needed to end?
Yep. Every moment. Your house is wasting electricity right now.
Here's
it is not. Yeah. Will you stop?
Oh, that was. Oh, you're pulling it. I thought that was me.
No. That's what I'm going to try to do. Fonzie.
Come on, man.
Jumps. No, we don't have a lot of time. Fonzie jumps the shark. Like, everybody should. Okay, bro. Come on, man.
Bro, why he got the leather jacket on?
Because that's his character. So
I mean, I know, but
so
he's in
here
the
we go.
Water.
There's the kids, and then look at that.
All right,
he's got the leather jacket.
He looks 40.
He's got the leather jacket. He's got the board shorts on. Here he is, and Fonzie just.
All right.
Just where's the shark? I guess that's a pool of shark. What is happening?
Boo.
What is this?
Fonzie sucks.
There it is. Come on, man.
Wow.
That's Pablo's latest tweet right there.
Fonzie stinks.
Fonzie jumps the shark.
The
My
Fonz.
Goodness.
Hans looked like he was about 35 at that point, too.
He looked like he was 47. What are we talking about? We'll come back. Connor Sutton, he joins us, man. Mr. Worldwide, Sac Republic, the Jägermeister final coming up this Saturday. We'll talk to him, and it's a short week for the San Francisco 49ers. As Casey says, they play in about 10 minutes. We'll talk about that as well on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, Dexter jumped the shark when Deb found out Dexter was a serial killer.
Wait, what?
Did you ever watch Dexter?
Nah, Dexter's a little wild, ain't it?
Yeah. It's good. Dexter's really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
It's really good.
They get after it with some of the violent scenes.
Oh, Dallas. The revelation that an entire season was a dream.
What?
That is insane. That show was way before my time, but when you read about, like, the media, you always come across this one where an entire season of Dallas didn't happen. It was just a dream.
That was crazy.
When did Lost jump the shark?
So there's actually the Lost is always referenced, and I think it was the Penny's Boat episode that they mentioned. I have to go back to the other article I was reading.
Oh, yeah.
We determined that Martin jumped the shark when Gina just wasn't around anymore.
No, they're never in the same place. Bewitched, a different Darren. I like Bewitched.
Swap out Darren's?
I guess so. I don't really remember that, but Bewitched was a good show.
Didn't they swap out characters on Roseanne? There were two. The blonde daughter changed.
I've never watched Roseanne before.
The blonde daughter definitely. Yes, the blonde daughter definitely changed on that show. Anytime you swap out an actor and it's the same person, like Aunt Viv, it's tough.
It is tough. I still think Fresh Prince still have moments after that. If you want to make the argument for when it jumped the shark in my eyes, it might have been when Nicki went from newborn to 5 years old.
Well, yeah.
In the middle of the season.
Well, it could have been when the show was supposed to end, when he went to Philadelphia.
So was it really supposed to
end? No, that was supposed to be the end of the show. He was going to make movie. That was the end.
Did NBC really tell them, like, no, we got to keep
pretty much this? Pretty much. Like, I think the production in something, and I don't think it was Independence Day, but it was one of the, it was delayed or something. And they were like, why don't we just do this? Mm. And so I think they did maybe one or two seasons after that. And they just came in. Right. NBC executives got him out of Philadelphia, took him back to Bel Air, and that was the show.
Sounds about right. When did he not marry Nia Long? Didn't they have like two more seasons after that? Because he started dating random girls. Was Tyra Banks after Nia Long? I think she was.
Tyra.
Jackie was her name.
And Nia, did they overlap? Because I remember the, what was it called? The Peacock?
Mm-hmm. At ULA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, like Nia Long was in those episodes.
She was.
So was Tyra.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe Connor knows. Connor? Connor, do you remember what's her name? The supermodel. Tyra Banks and Will Smith started dating on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, of course I do. What do you mean?
Did that overlap with his time with Nia Long?
Oh,
no, that's a deep cut. That's all right, buddy.
And then here's what I'm saying. I don't know if I want to rat on the guy. You know, I don't know either way, but
that's fair. That's fair.
He said, I ain't no snitch.
That's fair. That's a good call right there, Connor.
And I don't know why they didn't get married.
Is it Lisa?
Lisa.
Didn't Lisa's dad marry Will's mom?
Yeah, but that was at the altar.
Yeah.
But they had already decided not to get married. Oh, and they were like, well, we're going to have a wedding today. And then that's when they got married.
This is what you signed up for, Connor. I don't know what to tell you, man. This is what you signed up for.
Listen, I just had to adjust my camera so I was as tall as you guys, because I was looking real short on this screen for a second.
That camera is crystal clear, though.
But look how great Connor looks for the conversation with you. Like, we call you Mr. Worldwide. Like, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Outside. Like, if you step outside, especially at a sporting event, you're going to see Connor.
That's facts.
I try to be there, man. I'm just hoping this time when I come on, there's no sirens. I made some calls.
We just want to make sure you're safe. That's all we want.
We worried about you.
We're worried about you. Hey, we didn't know Connor was on the other side of the tracks here. We got to keep our man okay. Bruh, I think I could speak for both of us. We're pretty hyped for Saturday.
Yes, I know. I'm excited for you guys. I'm fired up. Jägermeister Cup final. We haven't had a championship game in Sacramento since 2014, basically. So, man, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I know, it's got, 4 days away. Mm-hmm. I'm excited that both of you guys are going to be there. I'll send you the tickets over here shortly. I'm excited to come hang out. Well, I'll try to come see you guys a little bit. It'll be a busy day.
Yeah, you're going to be working.
Yeah. Kenny and I were talking at the Sac State game, and he got pulled away halfway through the first conversation, and then I got pulled away halfway through the second conversation. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm fired up. It's going to be such an electric night. We got some fun things planned from the non-soccer side. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. Oh man, I'm just so excited. It's gonna be a fun night, and hopefully come away with a win and get to celebrate post game.
Now, apologies for my potential ignorance on the situation, but have they always had the Jägermeister Cup? And of course, it's relatively new, huh?
Yeah, it's new. So we've had the Open Cup that's been going on for a very long time, and that's with kind of every league, so MLS, USL, even amateur teams that can compete and qualify to move up. The Jägermeister Cup is only USL Championship and USL League One teams, so the league below us. It's the first year that the championship teams are included. It's been a lot of fun though. There's a group stage. It's very similar to the in-season tournament for NBA, where it kind of brings meaning to some games during the season that probably wouldn't have as much meaning. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot of fun. We've won in two consecutive PK shootouts. We beat Rhode Island most recently. And it's a really cool story, guys. Jared Mazzola, who's typically our backup goalkeeper, he's played every round of this Jägermeister Cup, and he's only given up one goal in six games, and he's been lights out in penalty kicks. So typically you're probably thinking, no, you want your best goalkeeper to play, and we do have a great goalkeeper in Danny Vitiello, but how can you, from a coaching perspective, how can you not let the guy who has basically put you in this position in this cup not play in the final? It's a really cool story. Jared Mazzola, who's also a fantastic guy in the community, does a ton, you know, works with our unified team, goes and does a lot of hospital visits for us with children with childhood cancer. So he's an amazing dude, and it's really cool to see him get his moment. And I'm pretty sure he's going to get the start this Saturday in the cup final because of what he's done. Last round in penalty kicks in the semifinal, he got three straight PK saves. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy to see too. Yeah.
Another, so with this cup being a relatively new thing, so soccer dummies like me sometimes have a difficulty of kind of piecing all of this together. So you've got like a whole other season going on that doesn't really have anything to do with this final, but this final is a really big deal. But then we got a regular game that we got to get back to. Like, it feels like with soccer, and I don't think this is unique to the Republic or these leagues, it feels like there's always a tournament or a final or some big match going on within a season.
Yeah, it's different from other sports, right? In England, it's even worse. There's like can be as many as five competitions going on. But yeah, for Republic, you know, you have the US Open Cup, which you mentioned, which is happening mid-season. You know, you have your normal regular season schedule, and then kind of mixed in, you have these cup games that are usually single elimination. So it is very different. I love it because you're right. You could have a game that is a huge game in June, right? A couple of years ago in the July game, we played Sporting Kansas City in the semifinal of the US Open Cup. And then a week later, or even 3 days later, you're going right back to the league. So it is a balancing act, and I get it for people who maybe don't understand soccer, how kind of confusing, and you're, wait a second, we have this game, but then we have this, we have to go back to the normal stuff this next week. But I think hopefully, you know, the in-season tournament is kind of reminding people a little bit of like, this is, they're basically following a soccer mentality of adding and trying to create some mid-season competition and tournament, which is super common in soccer. And so I think, you know, hopefully I get it when people are like, wait a second, there's a final this Saturday. It's like, yeah, it's a new competition. We're going to, as we educate people and people get excited, you know, here's basically all that matters for this Saturday. If we win, we win a trophy. And we are champions of the cup. So it's been a long route this season to get there for this cup. But I do understand it is a little bit confusing. I promise, once you start to like follow it a little bit closer for some of those people who maybe are soccer novices, which is what I was, it starts to make a little bit more sense. But yeah, it is a little complicated, but yeah, you're right. Like, we have playoffs coming up in about a month, completely separate from this game Saturday. But yeah, it's definitely a lot, but it makes it fun. You have games that matter a ton mid-season, separate from the regular season.
And I mean, look, we're here, so we might as well make the announcement. If the Republic do win, I will be on the podium, and I will raise the trophy up myself. It's breaking news here on D'Lo and KC.
If you have to send security out there, Connor, to tackle him, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. Do what you have to do.
Don't they do all the right thing where they're like, one, two, that's going to be me. That's, yeah, I accept it.
So real quick, though, for you guys to know, because this game is midweek and the way this tournament's set up, if it's tied after 90 minutes, we're going directly to penalty kicks, which I remember, Damian, a couple of years ago, we talked about penalty kicks is not great for your heart. Put it that way. There's a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
So that actually
you guys know
that actually came up for me, at least, in the semifinal game where they went straight to the PKs. I was under the impression that they played extra time and then went to the PKs. But is it just for this tournament that they go straight to the PKs?
It is just for this tournament.
Gotcha.
U.S. Open Cup, you play an extra 2 15-minute halves. And then 120 minutes, an extra 30. And then if it's still tied, then you go to PKs. But for this tournament, because it was adding so many games throughout the season, they went to just 90 and then PKs. So it's something new. They may change that in the future. But no, you are right. That is normally how it is done. And in like a playoff atmosphere for the USL, it's the same thing as you just said. So an extra 30 minutes, if it's still tied, then go to PKs.
Yeah.
I think the last time we talked, we were breaking ground on the stadium and all of that. Do we have a date for that? Like, do we have a season that we're targeting for the stadium to be open?
Yeah. So we've got some, there's been a lot going on out there. They've been, doing some work on the grounds, trying to level that site, which is exciting. That started, I think, 2 to 3 weeks ago. So we're fired up about that. Obviously a lot of things are going to be happening. Yeah, we're still targeting a 2027, start. And that's the goal for us. So, you know, we'll see, but that is kind of what we're focused on. But yeah, we're excited. There's a lot of things happening out there. A lot of meetings, a lot of conversations. It's, you know, I get to lucky enough to be a part of some of them and the amount of detail that goes in, I just can't fathom the amount of detail that these people, these decision makers, designers have to come up with is crazy. But it's all, you know, the way I think of it is this stadium will be standing for 30 years, and to be able to be a part of something that is being built and to revolutionize the area of Sacramento that it's going to build out and change in the rail yards, it's next level. And being from somebody who's from here, and it means a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm so excited about. And I think you see what Golden One Center's done for the city of Sacramento. I feel like ever since that place has been built, there's been just way more pride in that arena and that area. And that's what we're excited to bring into a whole new area. It's not like, you know, Golden One Center was kind of revitalizing this area of downtown. This is now building out a whole new area with housing, with entertainment district. There's just going to be a ton that goes in down there. That's going to, you know, and I think, like I said, in 10 years, it's going to look completely different.
Yeah, no, it's, we all know, we talk about it often, and you still deal with it when you talk about the Golden One Center. You go down there and you say, man, I can't believe this is downtown. We all grew up 705 J Street and what J Street looked like at that time and what it looks like with DoCo. And I can't imagine when that Republic Stadium is built and we're like, man, we down at the rail yard. You know, our whole lives, we would just see nothing out here. And now look what's around us. And you guys are really the anchor for the revitalization of that area.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, there's other things going on. I know that new courthouse is going to open here soon. Kaiser's going down there as well. But with what we have planned is going to be excellent, with Downtown Rail Yard Ventures, what they have planned in that, they have about a smaller venue. I think they're calling it the paint shop that they're putting in down there. There's just going to be a lot more things happening in Sacramento. And the way I think of it too, like take the soccer side of it out, even though that's the most important part of it for us. Think if you want to go to an outdoor concert, I know, Kenny, I'm sure you're a big country music guy.
Oh, yeah,
I
can just tell. Yeah. Me and my boy Garth. Me and my boy Garth.
Yeah, that's right. But think about, you know, summer concerts, a lot of times you have to, other than the festivals, right, you got to go to Wheatland. You got to go out to Hard Rock. Like having a place in Sac that can do that. Thunder Valley's great. But having a place in Sac is outdoors, built for outdoor. That's what I'm excited about as well. I think it'll be really huge.
I don't know what that place Connor mentioned is. We don't recognize that place on this show.
Only on the 14th. Not on this show though.
Not on this show. No, not on this show. By the way, Ty Dolla $ign. Well, never mind. We'll talk about that on 102.5. Man, we're excited, Connor. We're super hyped for Saturday. It's going to be a chance. I think the city's going to be excited. I mean, we've got Kings basketball knocking on the door. A season is behind us. Sac State is up and running. Mike Bibby got his crew running over there. Mm-hmm. Like, I think this is going to be a pretty dope moment for sports in Sacramento.
I totally agree. It's a fun time. It is a very fun time to be a sports fan in SAC. And, you know, a while ago, maybe 15 years when I was growing up, it was, you kind of only had the Kings in town, and now you have all these different players that you can root for. You know, maybe we have some feelings of type of way about the A's, but you know, you got Sac State. I'm excited to see what they're doing. I'm excited to see Mike on the sidelines coaching. It'll be fun to see the revitalization of that program as well, and what they're doing on the football side too. So, and hopefully the Kings, you know, hopefully the Kings continue to rise, and maybe we have a little bit of a shocker season. And with the Republic, man, there's a lot. So yeah. A lot of busyness happened in the SAC area around sports. And that's what's exciting. I feel like it's next level.
Absolutely, man. Hey, look, let's make this the first of two championships on Saturday, huh? Let's get one on Saturday, yeah. And let's get another one, what, in like November or something like that?
November, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's crazy, man. Soccer, you could win three cups in 1 year.
Mm. That's nuts. Great, man. Well, we can't win all three now, so can we just win? Let's just win two
out of three.
Take
two out of three.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
I don't want to be greedy.
Yeah, it's fine. You got to let these little peasants get
a little trophy. And real quick, guys, let me make this announcement. Kenny will not be holding the trophy on the stage.
God.
Man, I was ready.
The thought of security tackling him was... Like right there at what's it called, center pitch? Oh, like there was like, oh, this would be great.
My fear was that I was going to film
the whole thing and be great.
I would have to go wave off the security. No, no, no. It's okay.
No, you don't. You don't. No. Hey, get him.
After they blindside tackle me like I'm Reggie Bush when he was in New Orleans.
Oh, Connor, we appreciate you, man. We will. We'll see you this weekend, my man.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Thanks again, and let's go Republic.
Let's do it. That's our man Connor right there. Connor Sutton. Mr. Outside.
Yep.
That's
him. Shout out to my
boy Connor.
It's going to
be fun, man. It's going to be a good time.
The vibes are going to be up, man. I haven't been to a Republic game at Cal Expo before. I went to the one at Hughes and saw him there, but I've never been to one at Cal Expo, so I'm anxious to see the energy going up there.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be a good time for sure. SAC Republic is such an awesome pillar to have because I think that's what they are now.
Yeah.
They're such an awesome pillar to have here in our city, and it is going to get magnified by 1,000, mm-hmm, when that stadium opens. Mm.
I can't wait, man. I think that's going to be fire.
You say this. I feel like you say this every time we talk about the stadium. It really just has been sitting there forever. And it has just been this nonstop talk about the rail yards. And all of these fake-ass community leaders that aren't really community leaders, that aren't really from our community, coming in here and saying, this is what we're going to do. Then you have this other guy buying this, buying that, saying, this is what we're going to do. Meanwhile, year after year after year after year after year after year after year, it still sits there.
Yep.
Exactly the same. Poor Anderson .Paak had to perform on a street crossing at with a red light above him. Like, all right, man.
And now Anderson .Paak could be at the Republic Stadium.
Well, yeah, hopefully with a heater.
Yeah, man. Do it in September.
Did he come out in the coldest day in history? What was that, November?
That
it was
might
November.
Have been November, yeah. It was November. Because the season was already going
It
on.
Was the coldest day in history. That's
it
right,
was
yeah.
freezing. But yeah, that whole area is just—it's crazy. I drive by it every
Tyson
time.
Tyson and Jake,
man.
Paul.
That's it. De'Aaron goes for 60.
De'Aaron goes for 60. 20 feet from where we are. Can't get to him though. Can't get to that game. Just sitting there.
Yeah, watching. That's one of my little rituals. I drive by every to get to the studio. Drive by downtown, and it feels—it's not this dramatic, but it feels like every day I go by, you see something different. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the Kaiser Building right now.
That's how I feel when I go to Sky River. It's wow, the whole parking structure is built.
It's the parking structure up.
Yeah, it looks like they're building a new Texas stadium out there.
Right. They got the space, too. They got so much space out there.
Well, I mean, I don't – between Wilton Rancheria and Kenny Caraway LLC,
what?
You guys own all of Elk Grove or just Elk Grove on that side?
Take me out of it, and I think they
did. Wilton Rancheria have to purchase any of Elk Grove from you.
No. No, because that's the 99 side.
I don't know, man. Don't like, Jesus is my guy, but you seem to be awfully close with it. It's like you guys had some business dealings.
Nah, man. Like I said, that's the 99 side. I don't go over there.
Okay.
Although, I remember, Station 16.
I'll never forget our first live broadcast, second trip to Sky River. I go to your house to see Ryan, and it was clear she hated me then as much as she does now. And I'm like, all right, man, we got to get going. And I'm like, man, we're really not that close. No. Like, it's close, but you think, like, oh, KC's in Elk Grove. Yeah, it'd be close. That's what it is. Oh, KC's in Elk Grove. This would be easy. It was not close.
I take 20 minutes. If I'm saying I'm going to Sky River, I'd be like, yeah. About
we were driving at a speed that would get us in trouble because it was like, we're not nearly as close as I thought. We have to get moving.
No. All streets, too. Did you know, I think you do know this, but did you know they're working on that freeway from Elk Grove to Folsom?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, from Grantland, like kind of where Sky River is. Okay. It'll go from there to Folsom.
Okay.
One of the big...
Boy, it'd be real nice if that somehow connected to Roseville, Rockland, or Lincoln or something, because...
How you get from...
The streets.
Lincoln to Folsom, you got to take
the streets. Because you have to cut all the way over. There's no freeway to go to. So you have to essentially, if you're in Roseville, Rockland, or Lincoln, or if you're in Rockland or Lincoln, you basically drive down to Roseville, cut over essentially to Granite Bay, and then drive down into Orangeville through to get to 50.
One of the times.
Or just to get to Folsom, or Folsom Boulevard.
When I went to, what was that, field day, actually. When we were in Folsom.
Many broken bones. Broken bones and memories.
We were in Folsom. I had to come back to the studio. I think I took streets the whole way, and I think it had me going down Sunrise.
Sure, that checks out. Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, it was not fun. What? It is like driving. It's the drive from hell. Folsom, like anywhere, anything on 50.
Yeah.
It's dreadful. It is. When we went to Tahoe a couple of weeks ago, it legit took 45 minutes just to get to the freeway. That's just to crazy. Get to 50.
That's crazy.
Not to mention 65 is like constant rush hour.
65, they just like, can't get right.
Like no matter what, man, boy, it's rush hour on 65. Nah, man, it's 10 p.m.
Yeah, they just can't get right.
One way in and one way out.
One day they'll get a freeway from Lincoln to Folsom.
One day.
They will.
One day. And I'm sure 65 will get an extra lane.
They said this freeway, though, is going to take like 7 years. Like, it's not happening anytime soon.
How do you even do that? Like, how do you, like, hey, guys, I got a freeway idea.
It's going
to go. You know, like, I don't know how many miles that is, but like, I don't even know how you begin that process.
Yeah, it's a strike. Like, it is far away.
It's hella far.
They're like, yeah, 7-8 years from now, you'll be able to take the freeway.
That's great. When Ryan's driving, you'll be able to, Ryan and Morgan can do a meetup out at Folsom, the Folsom Outlets.
At Claire's at the Folsom.
That's it. We'll come back. Trista's not going to be with us today, so we've got some time to fill. We've got Overreaction Tuesday on the way in a short week ahead for the 49ers.
I want to talk that WNBA, though.
Oh, let's do that.
I want to talk that WNBA because there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, they talking. And there is a game tonight, by the way. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1920. This show's funny. This show is absolutely hilarious.
I wish Mitch was in the chatty house.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be dope.
It'd be great.
You know what's pretty cool is that Wayne guy.
Wayne cool. Wayne cool dude. Wayne cool dude.
Notice Stephen Brown hasn't been around today, has
he's
he?
He's been kind of missing since his whole fiasco.
He's got to kind of revamp his whole identity.
Did you see somebody created a Stephen Brown Muse Twitter account?
Yeah, I saw that.
Using the, what did you search, black man stock image? Using one of those pictures. Can you imagine being the guy on black man stock image search? You're that black guy. Like, Kitty was basically looking for a picture of a generic black guy, found it, and like, imagine being that guy. Like, you're just the generic black guy.
Oh, man.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Stephen Brown. That's right.
Quote, unquote.
That's your name.
You said you wanted to talk about the W. Normally we would do that with Trista. She's going to be with us tomorrow. We'll revisit some of this stuff with Trista. Let's touch on a couple of things because I know what you want to talk about. Mm. One, Aces have a chance to punch their ticket to the WNBA Finals tonight.
That's right. We're going. I mean, look, there's no need to be humble, respectful. It's been a nice run for a minute. The Fever. That was good for them, good for that franchise, good for the city. Another great run, but it ends tonight in Vegas.
Can I ask a weird question? I was anxious to ask Trista this, but we'll ask her tomorrow. Would it be bad for the league if the Fever got to the finals and Caitlin's nowhere to be found?
That would be interesting for the
league. It's like, no, it's Caitlin's team, but yeah, she's not here. No, guys, I recognize why this is confusing, especially for you casuals. No. Caitlin does play here. That's her in the black Air Force Ones in the sweatsuit. She can't play because she injured.
And she's been injured like all year.
Yeah, I think she played 13 games this season.
Sounds about right.
Not good. Not good. So the Aces have an opportunity to close things out and go on to face the Mercury. Mm. Because over the weekend, the Mercury eliminated the team who basically was walking into the WNBA Finals all year long. Mm. And that was the Minnesota Lynx. And, man, what an interesting weekend they had.
So, where do we start? I'll start with the Mercury and why these games get so dramatic in the playoffs, and especially with the structure of the WNBA. Because I think I have this right. Weren't the Lynx up big in Game 2?
In Game 2 versus the Mercury, yes.
And they blew
20.
It.
Yeah.
They blew it.
Yep.
Gave them life.
Yep.
Gave them life. And there'll be a lot of controversy about the refs. We'll talk about all this. The officiating in game three, the end of game three, as far as that steal from Alyssa Thomas on Nafisha. But the Suns were there. Like, they won the game because they were there, not because of 20 foul calls or non-foul calls.
The Mercury?
I mean, yeah. The Mercury were there because they were playing good enough to be there. Yeah. Like, and they were
given
life.
That's a 17-loss team. Like, that's a good team. Like, for context, the Aces won 16, the last 16 regular season games. Mm-hmm. And finished with 14 losses. The Mercury finished with 17, and they did not have a win streak like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you gave them life. That's the biggest thing I could say. And you can't deal with injuries. Like, maybe it would have been in a bad way with injuries anyway, but you gave them an opportunity to feel like, hey, we can get this done by giving up that game too. Mm-hmm. And that's where it all starts to go downhill. And then I didn't watch the whole game. I watched some of that fourth quarter in game three. But I don't really care what is going on in that game. Cheryl Reeve cannot behave the way she did at the end of that game and in the post game. Like, that is unacceptable.
I can't figure out. Like, I've watched that clip so many times trying to figure out, because Cheryl is never, like, she's never held her tongue. I could not. I honestly think she didn't think they'd suspend her. Hmm. Like, her behavior was so over the top. It was like, okay, she's really kind of pushing the boundaries of what they're going to allow a coach to do. Mm-hmm. And clearly she pushed too far, and they said, We're not moving. You're suspended.
She was completely out of pocket. Completely out of pocket. We talked about this a little bit on Sunday. And you cannot, in the playoffs, with your season potentially on the line, be in a situation where you get suspended.
Right.
If the roles were switched and a player had behaved like that, behaved like that.
Yeah.
I always think back to the Heat and the Knicks. And Alonzo fighting Larry Johnson. And Pat Riley was pissed off at Alonzo.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what are you doing? You're going to be suspended. We've got a win or go home game five in 2 days, and you can't play. What are you doing? What would make you fight somebody when we're trying to hold on to our season? And obviously, Cheryl didn't fight somebody. She came pretty close. And then saying whatever she said, like, you as a coach, you would look at the player crazy for doing that. I got to look at Cheryl the same way. Like, what are you doing? And maybe she just snapped. Like, maybe the last 2 years and the pressures and the disappointments, and she saw it all unraveling again, and she snapped. Still not a good reason. You let your team down when the season was on the line. And like you said, maybe you would have got away with it with the on-court stuff and the ejection. Maybe. But then to go to the podium and speak the way you did, like you said, you're challenging them at this point.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
You're hitting them with the Bill Simmons. Oh, fire me.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. the NBA was like, okay.
Right.
You're suspended. And my man Eric Thibault had to go out and coach that game. It looked like they look so flat. Like, I'll never forget game five of the WNBA Finals in 2006. The Monarchs had a chance to win here. And there is something I can't imagine from a player's perspective. I could tell you mine. Before the game, you know, you're getting there really before the game, they're telling you, hey, so if we win, the parade's Tuesday.
Hmm.
And if this happens, here's what we're going to do. And you're going over all of these scenarios, because once the game starts, it starts, and that's it. When you are walking through the back, navigating all of that, the confetti cannons are right there.
Hmm.
It's not like they're rushed to some, you know, back room. you literally are looking at them because they're on the home side of the thing. And I think it's safe to say this now. Kara was leaving. She goes, I don't think we stand a chance. I think everyone's beat. No one wants to fly back to Detroit. They weren't even playing at the Palace. They were playing downtown at the Joe Louis Arena. I think Mariah Carey was at the Palace. And it was like, she said that day, she was like, I think we already lost. And you get there, and like the team played well in the first half. I think they were up 6 at halftime, or 8. Tisha airballed 2 jump shots. I have never seen an 8-point lead disappear as quickly as that one did in game 5 at the Joe Louis Arena, and that was it. It felt like that's what happened to the Lynx the other day. They lost that game, and for them, they were done. That series, and everything that happened with Cheryl, it just snowballed the whole thing. It was like, yeah, this is over.
Yeah.
And you're right, a player acting the way Cheryl did, they would have gotten eviscerated. They would have gotten absolutely destroyed. Especially with where the league is right now, they would have gotten destroyed for it.
Right.
A player the likes of an Asia or a Caitlin or Nafisa, like someone of that tier, they would have gotten destroyed. And of course, Nafisa didn't play. She got hurt at the end of that game, and which is I think Cheryl's overall gripe, I think, wasn't that foul call or lack thereof. It was the way that she was officiated in that game and through the better part of the series. Cheryl just has to recognize at this point, and she's been in the league long enough. I know NFL fans think, God, these officials are the worst. I know NBA fans think, God, these officials are the worst. No, very literally, the WNBA officials are the worst. They're terrible. And now they have a bigger spotlight on them. And, buddy, they're not handling it well. And so, and again, the Mercury deserved to be there. We'll just see if the Aces can close things out and get things done tonight. Speaking of Nafisa.
Well.
Nafisa had some things to say today. And she made public everything her and WNBA, I always forget if it's commissioner or president. It used to be president. I don't know if it still is. But Kathy Engelbert. And it makes Kathy Engelbert look so bad. We have been screaming on this show, you have to replace her for at least 3 years, 2 years. You have to get her out of this position. She is not fit to lead this version of the WNBA. And it appears one of the best players in the entire league feels the exact same way.
Isn't Nafisa the WNBA PA president?
Vice?
Maybe.
I think not NECA, Arika Ogunbowale. I think she's the president.
Okay.
Unless it just changed, I think she's the president.
It's Nafisa's there, and that is Satu, is she? I feel like I always see her.
She's probably in the committee. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like I see those two speaking a lot, but yeah.
But we've got this collective bargaining agreement coming up. We've got the most critical CBA negotiation in the history of this league. Like the survival of this league very much depends on this. In my opinion, that might be extreme. I don't think that it is. Because I think a work stoppage would be absolutely devastating to the momentum that they have right now.
I agree.
And you're entering the most critical collective bargaining agreement negotiation this league has ever had. And now you have to start asking the questions that Trista Crick has been asking for a few months now. And it's how many people are actively working against the league, because it working against the players, meaning. Because if the people at the highest level of this league you feel like are working against you, that sure adds a lot of credence to what Trista's been saying, where it feels like the NBA is working against the WNBA, meaning the highest of the higher ups, the Adam Silvers, the Marks, those guys are working against the league. And pretty much every player on that committee and every player who takes time to understand what this collective bargaining agreement means is going to have to come out swinging the same way Nafisa did this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.